Hello, and welcome back to Matt Chat. This week we're going to be talking about UFOs and all that kind of stuff. Aliens, UFOs, Area 51, different types of aliens. Are they infiltrating the planet? Blah, 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 blah. And guess who's on? Everybody's favourite theorist, Conspiracy Lee. And Lee's really into aliens. Lee's really into everything. Oh, I quite like aliens. We go through all of the theories of what they could be. And we talk about a few decent things that you guys can watch to kind of know what we're talking about. I'll link them underneath the podcast when I publish. Thank you very much and enjoy it. Matt Chat's Alien Show. And this week, me and Lee are going to be chatting about, what are we going to be talking about, Lee?
UFOs, lizard people, shapeshifters.
Aliens.
Yeah, aliens. The lot.
Things that are not of this earth, or are they?
Yes, yes. Things that are extraterrestrial.
Yeah.
E.T.
Yeah.
E.T. was on one of our last shows, wasn't it?
It was, on the Mandela Effect show. Yeah. Go look it up now on YouTube.
Yeah.
Wait for now.
get listening, guys.
it was when I'm recording this, anyway.
Yeah.
Who knows? We're YouTube friendly now, aren't we?
Yes, we're very YouTube friendly. Very PC.
Yeah. YouTube don't love us, but we love YouTube.
No. I think we're a bit too off the chart for YouTube.
I think we are. I think the videos are too long for YouTube. People ain't got any kind of what's it called? Attention span.
Yeah.
No one's got an attention span anymore. It's like, oh, this video's an hour. I've only got 2 seconds. Why have you looked for a video then?
Yeah. Or they skip through it.
They just can't skip through us talking shit.
I know. They're going to miss all the best bits, mate.
I know. Picks are the crap bits.
Yeah. Listen to us talking shit for an hour.
How's your week been anyway, Lee?
Yeah. It's been all right, mate. It's been all right. I've been doing my daily jobs, of course, sitting on my ass through this pandemic. So yeah, every morning I say to the wife, I'm going to work now. I go up the sofa and sit on it.
That's
my week, mate. Or go out on the balcony and get a bit of sun.
So what do you do On the sofa, just go on the fucking internet all day.
I'd go on YouTube, I'd go on the internet, I'd just look things up, or I'll watch a movie.
Yeah.
Movies on Netflix and that ain't that great at the moment, so I'm just trying to find things on YouTube and things like that, trying to do some research on our little subjects that we'd like to talk about.
Yeah, good man.
Yeah, so it's good.
Doing your research.
Yours?
Shit, mate.
Yeah.
You got to remember, I was at work until like last week, and now I'm like, the days are like the longest things that have ever happened to me.
Yeah.
So I'm getting up really late and just bumming about. Work, I do a workout and then I'll just try and find something to occupy my mind like this.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't really know what else to do. It's like, you can't go out.
Mate, your body clock is going to be fucked when you go back to work.
2 a.m. alarms.
2 a.m. Mate, I couldn't think of anything worse. 2 a.m. alarm.
Getting your brain fried by 5G might be worse than 2 a.m.
Yeah, it could be. Or getting coronavirus, one or two. Anyway, we're not going to talk about
coronavirus. No, we're going to talk about the Rona.
No,
the Rona. Get out. Shut the door behind you. We ain't interested in the Rona this week.
Yeah. So we've had a few people look at the YouTube podcast and a couple of good comments going on there, Matt, which I like to see.
Yeah. I don't think there's any real ones though, is there?
I think there was one. What someone said, like, really enjoyed it. Can I be your friend?
Yeah. I think his name was follow me back, John, or something. I don't know whether his name's John or whether he's calling me John. Yeah. Follow me back, John.
Maybe sure just Amsterdam.
Maybe just, I think Amsterdam's the source of all of our problems, mate.
Yeah,
I think he is. I think he could be. Because
we've run into a couple of little issues, but there you go. We can't please everyone.
And a couple of little issues, mainly the fact that it takes 3 hours to put a video on there.
Yeah.
Its length, and then for it to immediately be removed for something. Yeah. Which I do understand. I mean, I don't agree with, but I do understand. It's a world that full of offended people, so I won't make the same mistake again.
Yeah.
I'll certainly be more careful, as they say.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just never. Is that your dog I can hear?
No, this is the wife. She's
what, barking.
Yeah. Can you hear a dog barking? I can't hear a dog barking.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Don't
you're in the UK, I'm here. I can't hear no dog barking.
Maybe it's outside my window then. Yeah. I'm just assuming. Because I've got these great big headphone things on.
Yeah.
Which are hot. They're hot as fuck. Like, you're used to wearing that shit that goes in your ear, them ones.
Yeah, yeah.
But because I've got these ones here, it's like half my head's covered.
Yeah.
And I'm not used to it.
Yeah. But I won't wear them out here then.
I don't need a workout. I just wear these for the day. Put these on my head and lose 3 stone.
Yeah. Right. Oh, man.
Anyway, on topic.
Yes. That's
5 minutes enough bollocks.
Yeah.
So, I don't know where we're going to start this conversation, Lee. What do you want to talk about with the UFOs and whatnot?
Yeah, well, we're all
professional here. We don't tell you where we're going with it. We're just going to randomly go all over. Segue there, segue there.
Yeah. So I've been watching some UFO stuff, and I've watched this film/documentary called The Unacknowledged.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's... who's going to listen to it is ever heard of it, but give it a watch. It's a good film. Basically, it's about Dr. Stephen Greer, and he's works for like the CIA and Central Intelligence Agencies and stuff like that in America, and advises the presidents of America and things. So he's a guy who's pretty in the know, and it's a documentary about him and about UFO and extraterrestrial life. Now, I was watching it, and to be honest, I'm pretty convinced by it. Mm-hmm. It's a really good documentary. But one thing I noticed, and I said to my wife when I was watching it, why are UFOs all flying saucers?
They didn't say that in that, though, did they? I was thinking the opposite.
No, they didn't. They didn't. But the thing is, it's like... say, for example, in like the 50s and 60s when people were like seeing UFOs, and they all say, yeah, it was a disc-shaped spaceship or disc-shaped object. And I'm thinking to myself, what, they upgraded now to like triangles and stuff like that?
I've discovered other shapes.
So that's the thing.
Yeah. But weren't they squares and shit in that as well?
Squares?
Yeah. Weren't they like Rubik's Cube looking things? Some of them.
I've seen those on squares, flying saucers.
They were saying one of them looked like the B-50. Was it B-52? No, stealth bomb.
Yeah, B-52.
Which is the problem is that probably was a stealth bomber.
Yeah,
it looks just like a stealth bomber, possibly a stealth bomber then.
Yeah, but apparently it's like all these like flying saucers. There's two kinds of UFOs. There's like man-made UFOs, who are made by the military, and out-of-world UFOs. So, yeah. But it's really, really interesting. Anyone who hasn't seen it has got to give it a watch.
Yeah, that's what they were saying, weren't they? So they were saying that they discovered a crashed UFO, wasn't it, or something?
Yeah.
And they took Roswell, the technology. Yeah, they took the technology from it and made their own stuff.
Yeah.
Which... It went off in different directions, but one of the things they were saying was like it was potentially to create a false flag thing, wasn't it?
Yeah,
to make everybody feel like we were being invaded by aliens when it's actually made by us in the shape of the stuff that's crash landed. I mean,
yeah,
who knows? That's what they all seemed convinced of it, didn't they?
Definitely. Yeah, it's like what amazes me about the program Unacknowledged is basically it's like Dr. Stephen Greer he's obviously got a lot of connections in the American government and in like the military and stuff like that, and he done this massive seminar in America, and he had 200 something like 200 military and government personnel all like at this seminar basically talking about what they know and stuff like that. Now if UFOs aren't real or aren't man-made, then the American government or NASA and people like that have got to do a really good job at covering it up, basically like paying these people off to keep their mouth shut.
So
my point to that is, why would all these people come out now with Dr. Stephen Greer and kind of like give their point across to it all and tell the truth about it?
Because I don't know.
It's like, because you'd think that sort of stuff is like kind of like really secret.
Yeah, I'm sure the bloke. There's a bloke on there with a beard that I said to you. I can't remember his name. But I'm sure he got suspiciously died anyway.
Yeah.
Because the footage of him seems quite old in it, but he's talking and saying the same as everybody else. But I'm sure I've seen him doing speeches on his own about it before.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I might be wrong, but I'm sure I'll see somewhere that he had been, you know, suddenly disappeared.
Yeah. See, this is what I mean. It's like so why if he's disappeared because obviously he's come out and said this and that, it's like you've got all them other people who have also said it as well. I don't know if they're hoping that people are going to think, oh, they're nutcases. But the thing is, we can't label all these people who know about extraterrestrial activity, UFOs and things like that as crazy.
No.
So it's a bit strange to me.
It is a bit strange. It was definitely interesting. These people, like, they don't seem crazy.
No.
But I mean, I don't know. You listen to them, you think they sound like they know what they're talking about, but I've heard a lot of people in the past that sound like knowledgeable and under greater scrutiny don't really know what they're talking about.
Yeah. It's like all these like with the Roswell crash. Basically they all like having separate interviews and they're all like saying the same thing. Like they're saying like there was three or four alien bodies, they were taken to a certain place. Apparently three were dead. Three of the aliens were dead, and one was still alive, but in a really bad way.
Mm.
So it was taken to a black site to I don't know what they were doing. They're going to try and help it to stay alive.
What are they going to do? Stick it on a heart monitor?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
To me, it's like, in order, with alien species and things like that, if they did crash on Earth and say one of them was alive, if I was a doctor or something like that, or like a physician or whatever, I'll try and keep it alive, because the amount of information that alien could possibly give you if there was a way to communicate with it. Does that make sense?
This is what always makes me laugh about aliens, because everybody that you listen to I don't know why everybody thinks they're an expert on aliens. Like, if you ask anybody, What do you believe in aliens? Most people would say, yeah, I do believe there are other things in the universe. We're not on our own. And if you just say, what do you think that, do you think they visited? Most people will probably say, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And most people will say that they are small blokes with massive eyes, no air, a tiny mouth and a couple of slots in their face for a nose.
Yeah.
And like a couple of holes for ears or maybe no ears.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't need, and when you say to people or any of the experts that you listen to on the internet and whatnot, you say to people, what, so why have they got massive eyes and no mouth? Really, just a little tiny hole.
Yeah.
And everybody then says, because they're telepathic.
Yeah.
Like they don't need a mouth, they don't need to communicate, right?
Yeah.
So if they don't need to communicate, what the fuck are we trying to keep things from them for? They know what we're doing anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't tell that alien we're going to nick his shit. And the alien's like, why are you going to nick my shit?
Yeah. But the thing is, it's like, if I was an alien and I was up there and I was looking down on Earth and I see all that's going on Earth, like people killing each other, the wars and stuff
If he's looking up on Earth?
Looking up?
If you was in space, you could be looking up at Earth.
It could be, yeah. Yeah. Or if you're a flat earther, you'd be looking down at it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But then there wouldn't be aliens.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
So
that's another story, that.
It is.
But the thing is, it's like, yeah, so if I was looking down, I'd think to myself, why would I want to go down there and try and introduce myself to this species that are hell-bent on killing each other?
Yeah. That's what they were saying in that, weren't they?
Yeah.
That, like, they're not, what do they call it? They're not like the ones from V, basically.
Yeah.
Like they're worried that we're going to destroy other civilizations as well as our own, and that's why they're here. But so this is like what leads on to other stuff, right? Did you ever hear this? I used to talk about this a lot. Did you ever hear about that alien that was supposed to have landed on the White House lawn in the 50s?
No.
Right, called Valiant Thor.
What?
Serious, and look this up. Anyone that's listening, and you need to look this up. I'd advise you to put in Valiant Thor in your phone. If you've got your phone handy, just to see a picture of him so you know what the fuck I'm talking about, right?
I'm gonna
Valiant, and then Thor, Thor. Right? Now, apparently, this alien, and this isn't a secret. Like, this wasn't a secret. This was the American government telling the public that this alien was real and that he was from Venus and he had landed on the White House lawn for talks.
Right.
And they put that into the public domain, right? And this bloke just happens to look like Elvis.
I've got a picture of him now.
Yeah. He's got like a 50s hairdo. Like, he's obviously following the Earth fashion on Venus, wasn't he? In the
50s. Mate, honestly, I'm looking at this guy, and when you said that alien landed on the White House lawn, I'm thinking, right, little green or grey man with massive eyes.
It's just like an Elvis lookalike. He could be in Vegas, this Valiant Thor. Couldn't he?
Yeah.
And they put it out in the public. Yeah, Valiant Thor, and he's working with us now, you know, for a weapon. It was like the Cold War, possibly. I don't know if that was even the 50s, but...
Yeah, I think it was.
But it was just basically using this Valiant Thor.
What is... who thought of that name? Valiant Thor.
Well, they called him Valiant Thor. And he also had a missive. He had a wife with him as well. I don't know what her name was.
Is she the blonde one next to her in the picture?
I've not looked this up for years. We used to talk about this a bit of work, but I don't remember much about it other than the fact that he looked a bit like Elvis. But... apparently his advice... No, I'm not going to do that shit joke. I was going to do a terrible joke, but I'm not going to.
Go on. You've got to do it now.
Apparently his advice to the president was, don't be cruel. Fuck, Liz. Hashtag shit. Right.
Yeah.
So him and his wife came down and was helping out.
Yeah.
Apparently with the weapons and stuff. That was like the big story. And then one day it's just like, oh, Valiant, someone said, where the fuck's Valiant Thor gone? I ain't seen him around for a while, because there's other pictures of him in like conferences and stuff with all earthlings and Thor sitting there. And he was like some paid quite getting paid. I don't know what the fuck Earth money would do for him on Venus. But then one day, he just fucked off again. Oh, he's gone there. He's gone back. Yeah.
Do you know what his wife's name is?
Go on.
Jill.
Is that true?
Yes. I've got a picture here, right, of... it says Jill left for right.
Hmm. Was Jill from Earth and Four just met her when he came here?
I have no idea. I've just put in Valiant Four's wife.
Gave her a bit of Jow ass rock.
Yeah.
Fucking fell
and he does actually look like Elvis.
He does.
Yeah.
I know.
Absolute madness.
I know, but you think about it, right? Here we are in 2020.
Yeah.
And that's so we're going back maybe 70 years, 65, 70. Like, my dad was alive when this happened.
Yeah. Right?
And how gullible people were for this. No one laughed their bollocks off at this. Everyone's like, oh, there's an alien landed now. Talking to the president. Everyone just took it as it was real.
Yeah.
Where is he? And everyone's expecting, like, this little green man with a massive head, massive eyes, no mouth, no ears, two slits for nose. And he got cops fucking... the king of pop, or whatever the fuck his name was. King of rock and roll.
What did he land on? So he landed on a White House lawn.
Yeah.
In what?
His spaceship.
Really? I've got to look this up now.
Yeah, seriously, don't look it up now. Look it up after, because you'll just get distracted. I don't want to spend too long on Valiant fucking Four.
No, you've got me with this one, Matt.
I know, that's what they're saying. He landed on the White House lawn. No one questioned this story. It was just like publicly accepted.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Valiant Four. But, they go, so we can't call him Valiant Four. But this is also true. We can't call him Valiant Four. We need to think of a more Earth name for him. Otherwise, people will be suspicious. Well, if you don't want people to be suspicious, firstly, don't release it to the public that Valiant Four from Venus has landed on your lawn and you're chatting with him. And just put that out in all the papers if you don't want anyone to know about it. And secondly, why are you calling him Valiant Thor? Like, to everybody. So what did they call him instead?
Go on.
Have a guess. What do you think they called
him? Frank?
No.
Because...
Val Thor. That's what they called him. If you look him up, it says Valiant and then in brackets Val. Like, Val was his nickname. All right, Val, come here.
Oh my God!
I mean, haven't we discovered since that you can't live on that Venus can't support life? Isn't it a gas giant or something?
Yeah.
So he's not from there, is he?
No. Well, the thing is, it's like they say it's a gas giant and things like that. But I've heard
if you've got big enough sideburns, you can live there.
Yeah.
And put enough grease.
Valiant Four. Apparently, it's got a Facebook page.
Valiant Four's got a Facebook page. Look that up on Facebook. I bet he has. I bet he's got former...
It says here, honestly, mate, it says here, Valiant Thor home Facebook page, facebook.com.
Serious.
Yeah.
Places he's lived, Washington, D.C., and before that, Venus.
Yeah. Do you reckon he's done any Facebook lives?
I reckon it. What, from Venus?
Yeah.
Well, everyone was doing those ridiculous... lockdown, whatever the fuck they were, things.
TikToks.
Oh, God, yeah. Maybe he does that. Imagine that. Val 4 on TikTok.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to get some Valiant 4, put that to the back.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm now a fan of Valiant 4, so thank you for that.
I've always been a fan of Valiant 4.
Yeah.
So do you reckon Valiant 4 could read their minds when he was there? Because we've got to talk about this like it's real, because they told us it was. So we can't take the mick out of it.
No.
We've got to talk about it, take it seriously, because that's what they released. Valiant Four was real. He was an alien. He stood. He landed and talked to... Who was the president he spoke to?
In the 50s, might be Nixon.
Was it? No, that's too early for him. I don't know. Any Americans out there, who was the president that spoke to Valiant Four?
Yeah. I'm not really clued that one. On the presidency of the United States. I only know one, and he's my favourite.
Who?
Trump.
Oh, you can't say that on YouTube.
I love him. He's brilliant. Matt, he would go brilliant on the podcast. He'd probably tell us everything. He'd probably tweet about UFOs.
Right, I've got a listener question.
Yeah.
Right. From Dawn in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Right. And Dawn wants to know, have either of us ever seen something that we thought was a real UFO?
Do you want to go first or do you want me?
No, I want you to go first.
Not really. I don't think I have. If you say UFO, unidentified flying object in regards, not a spaceship, I don't think, but I've seen things like in a night sky that I think, oh, that's a bit suspect. And like it's that far away, I can't like tell you what it was. It was just moving in like a in a very strange way, very far away.
What do you mean? As it move in a strange way?
Like, say for example, like you know a shooting star the way that moves. It was like just a speck in the sky, but it was like I don't know if it was my eyes playing tricks.
Was it going straight or was it just wiggling?
No,
around?
It was going kind of like one way then the other, then it just like just disappeared. Was it
a gnat under a street light?
It could have been. I don't know if I was intoxicated at the time.
Possibly drunkly.
Yeah.
We don't have to drunk. I think you're allowed to say drunk on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm swearing to it. Yeah. Trying to be PC, yeah.
You got to be PC.
I was off my fucking face.
So yeah. So for me, the one that really sticks is quite loads of times that me and Tony used to be out like late at night when we were kids, sort of 10 or 11. Yeah. And we'd see shit in the sky and think, fuck, and run home, like, because it looked a bit odd.
It was probably just
a plane. So we just thought we were going to get abducted here. Clearly, this happens all the time.
Yeah.
And get in. But there was a time where I'd not long been driving and I was out in my car. I can't remember who I was with, but one or two other people. And with, you know, Pitsy Road up by the Pitsy Scott, as you go up the side of the school up to Wickford Avenue.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Rectory Road, Pitsy Road. And I was going up Pitsy Road and it's just gone around a bend to come up to sort of like the roundabout at the top.
Yeah.
And we had music on really, really loud. It was late.
Yeah.
It was dark. And suddenly it just got really, really bright. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? Why am I suddenly illuminated? There's no one around. It was like early hours or something. And I thought, what the fuck? So we're all like looking around thinking, where's that light coming from? And next thing you know, it's got really, really, really bright.
Yeah.
And it was I thought, it's a UFO. And we're going to get abducted. It's a UFO with a light on us, following us. It was a fucking police helicopter. Right. So we didn't know this because we turned the music down, then we could hear it. But we're looking up and suddenly it's obviously spotted that we ain't the people it looked for and it fucks off. But before, I was always a bit suspicious because before it fucked off, a bloke looked out the window down at us and he looked like Elvis.
So it could have been Valiant Thor.
Could have been.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it till now. But
in a helicopter.
He was. He was like shaking his hips and shit.
Yeah.
What was going on?
Yeah.
So, and then he suddenly said, it ain't them, Jill. Fuck off. So I don't know what that was about. So Dawn in Pennsylvania, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, never seen a UFO myself, but it doesn't mean I don't believe in them. I think you have to be pretty naive not to believe in them. Like,
I'm not sure that they're like beaming people up.
No,
but in regards to
like extraterrestrial like species, like because they say for every grain of sand on this earth, there's like another earth out there.
I don't know who counted that though.
I don't know. Are they counting all the grains of sand on
exactly?
The
is there? Is what will be my next question?
And if the person
that says, well, how am I supposed to know that? Then my reply would be, well, how the fuck do you know if there's more Earths then?
Yeah.
If you don't even know the first figure.
Yeah.
Get back to the lab.
But what really gets me is like, we can't be a fluke. It's like us as a human species, we can't be a fluke. We can't be. We can walk. We can talk. We can build things. We can do all sorts of things. Even go at war with each other.
Well, this is what I was going to say, right? So, have you ever seen the film Fire in the Sky?
Yes, that's quite an old film, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's the 90s. Yeah. So they're old. Yeah. To me, it's modern. Yeah. But and wasn't that supposed to be based on a true story?
Yeah. So one of them gets abducted.
Yeah. And do they, I don't know whether this is the right film. Was this something about crossbreeding or something in that?
Yeah, I think so. It was like he went missing and nobody knew where he went. Obviously, his friends were with him when this big beam of light come down on their car and stuff like that.
It was me.
Yeah, it's you.
Yeah. That Tom Valiant tried to abduct me.
Yeah.
And then disguised himself as a police helicopter.
Yeah, you sure that weren't Valiant 4 in that film as well? Anyway, we keep going back to Valiant 4.
Yeah? Oh, no, I love him. He's brilliant.
Yeah, he is brilliant.
But so what I was going to say was, there's a theory.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if you've heard about this, but people reckon, and they reckon the Egyptians point to this, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how the Egyptians point to anything because they walk along with one hand behind their back and one in front, don't they? Like sideways. Yeah. Isn't that how they walk? But can I say that? I don't know what I can say anymore. Is it hieroglyphics? What's in there?
Hieroglyphs,
In the pyramids and shit. So they reckon that the story is kind of told in there, suggests that an alien race came to this planet and crossbred with apes. And that's where we come from.
Really? See, I'm not saying I'm like, wow, that's true or something like that, but my whole, like, I'm gonna get all the people believing, like, I don't know, Darwinists, I think they call them now, don't they? Just ridicule me for this now, but I don't give a shit because I really
don't ridicule you anyway. So whatever.
Yeah, I talk a lot of shit anyway. So if you want to, give me a load of abuse, you can. I don't care. Evolution. If we evolved from apes, why is there still apes? Where is the middle ground? And that's a big question that's been asked.
I mean, this is a different subject, but wasn't it a different ape that doesn't exist anymore that we evolved from?
See, I've not heard that. All I hear here is apes. Start the time.
Richard Dawkins, mate.
Yeah.
Richard Dawkins.
Yeah.
He's quite knowledgeable about this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Apparently there is bones found in between ape and us.
Oh, but people just
pretend. Well, you might think he's a knob. I mean, I think he's a knob on some of the things he said.
Yeah. But
on that, I think, well, you know, he is a professor. What can you do? I'm not. See, professor of Fugonomics. That's me. <mate. laughs>
But this is the thing. I'll go back to what I said.
You know, as long as you don't go back to Valiant 4.
No, I won't go back to Valiant 4. If aliens come down and interbred with an ape.
Yeah.
And we've come from that, then surely, like, a part of us comes from a different world then.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would explain a lot why I'm a bit
Do you remember when all that Planet X stuff, do you remember any of that?
Yeah.
That was going to come round, it's got an abnormal rotation around the sun. What was it called, Planet X? It was called something.
Nibiru.
And that was coming around, and the what people were saying then was that was our actual planet.
Yeah.
And because we got so close the last time, they just lobbed a load of us down here from there. And it was coming back to see how the fuck we were getting on.
Yeah. See, because they say there's a species that still exists that's going to come back or something.
But that planet never comes back, does it? That's another one that I got quite into at some point and then realised that actually this is never going to happen. Like every 2012 and, here we are now, and I just think, where's this planet then? It's imminent. Like, I even saw videos from the South Pole or the North Pole or something of two suns.
Yeah.
And I thought, it's either Star Wars trickery, yeah, or that is another planet approaching.
Yeah, see that, it's...
But that was years ago, and nothing's happened, so...
No. See, there's a lot of things interesting. There's a lot of things that's happened down the years that, like, they've tried to explain, but all of a sudden, like, the whole subject has just gone missing. It's like no one talks about it anymore. It's like, because of obviously new science. But again, it's like, what? So again, we can't be a fluke. So if anyone says to me, like, yeah, there's no, I don't believe in any extraterrestrial beings on other planets. Mm. I just think, you ignorant fuck.
Unless you're a flat earther, then what?
Yeah, unless you're a flat earther.
That's what I mean. Because,
huh?
That's what I mean. I mean, who knows? Who knows what we actually live on? If we live on a planet, then there's probably other planets. If we live on a flat earth, there's probably not.
But you know, but what, right?
Think, have you not heard the theory that, like, there potentially isn't any other planets, but aliens live here, but under the ground and in mountains and under the sea?
Yeah, see, that's another thing I've heard. It's like there's a whole new world in our planet.
Yeah, that we don't know about.
Yeah, which...
Except is, we do.
Yeah.
We do. We do, because we are the conspiracy busters.
Oh yeah, we know everything, Matt. We know we know things before, like, the elites, the world elite powers know shit. Yeah. It's like they probably listen to our podcast and think these guys are so intelligent.
They probably do.
Oh, fucking unreal. Yeah. We need to get these guys on our side.
They even know about Valiant 4. Thought everyone had forgotten that shit. No.
Yeah, I know. Do you reckon he's got kids, Valiant 4?
I reckon he has.
So but if
I think they're Valiant 4. I think his kids are called Valiant 5 and Valiant 6. And their mum, Jill. Jill Thor?
Yeah, Jill. Yeah. They gave him such a great first name, Valiant.
They did.
Then they gave his
wife. They're a bit sexist on Venus, aren't they? Well, what's your name gonna be? Strong man, strong masculine alien. Oh, we're calling him Valiant. We need to give his wife a name, Jill.
Why can't they name her Valerie?
Because that'd be shit, wouldn't it?
Valerie.
Yeah, Val and Val 4, the double V.
Yeah.
What was that? So, what else have I got here? Right, so Area 51, what are your thoughts?
See, I think Area 51 does exist. I think it
does exist. I've been there. Seriously, yeah. I haven't been there, but I've been as close as I can get there on a helicopter.
Without getting shot?
Yeah, the pilot said, I can't go any closer. This is the border. They'll come, they'll scramble things if we go any closer, because I was going to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. But I think it's a red herring.
You think it's a fish?
Yeah.
Red herrings, do they eat red sweet corn?
Yeah.
I wonder what.
See,
I was
that's
catching.
When you went fishing last time. That's what you probably caught.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I thought this is pulling a bit, and my rod was breaking as I like fished it out. I had fucking Area 51 on the end of my rod. Okay, now what's going on?
But the thing is, it's like, yeah, so Area 51, I just think it's like, I think there is things there, but I don't think there's stuff there that people think there's there. I think, like, there's other, why would you openly say, like, Area 51 has extraterrestrial spaceships in and stuff like that?
I don't know. But then, because so you don't believe the unacknowledged then? The unacknowledged,
no, I do, but I just don't. I just think to myself, like, there's probably other sites that are not mentioned anywhere other than to the people that work there and probably
right,
not allowed.
Speaking of,
yeah,
I've got some here. Right, sorry to cut you off, but I keep forgetting. I'll do that in a minute. Yeah. I ain't done it yet. So I've got this thing here, right? And let's see. Right, so this is a recording of a guy claiming that he worked at Area 51.
Yeah.
And he is, sounds a bit distraught.
All right.
Hold on a second. Ready? I'll play the whole thing, hopefully.
Yeah.
Just tell me if you can't hear it, because then no one else will be able to hear it, but I'll put it on.
You're on the air. Hello. Hello, Art.
Yeah.
Hi. I don't have a whole lot of time.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Let's begin by finding out whether you're using this line properly or not.
Area 51.
Yeah, that's right. Where are you an employee or are you now?
I'm a former employee.
Former employee.
I was let go on a medical discharge about a week ago, and I've kind of been running across the country, and I don't know where to start. They're going to... they'll triangulate on this position really, really soon.
You can't spend a lot of time on the phone, so give us something quick.
Okay, okay, what we're thinking of as aliens are, they're extra-dimensional beings that an earlier precursor of the space program made contact with. They are not what they claim to be. They have infiltrated a lot of aspects of the military establishment, particularly the Area 51. The disasters that are coming, the military, I'm sorry, the government knows about them, and there's a lot of safe areas in this world that they could begin moving the population to now, Art.
But they're not doing anything.
They are not. They want the major population centers wiped out so that the few that are left will be more easily controllable.
Discharge.
What do you reckon?
He sounds like he's having a nervous breakdown.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah. So he worked at Area 51.
That's what they say.
And he got discharged on medical grounds.
Yeah, I think he had a club foot. I don't know what the medical grounds are. Insanity, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. But you never know. This is the thing, right? It's like if you'd listen to him and say you're a complete skeptic. If you listen to him, you just think he's a lunatic.
Oh, yeah.
But
why would he bother ringing in and do the whole act?
Exactly. So it's like, I would never say that what he's saying is untrue, because we just don't know. It's like, we've got no evidence to say that he's bullshitting. But I don't know. It's hard to tell, because, like, yeah, you do get your nutcases out there, like me, but you also get your people who are legitimately, like, who's worked at these places and have been discharged or who've been fired for some reason. Most go missing probably because they've got so much knowledge that they don't want then to give it to the world. It's like that guy who come to assist Dr. Stephen Greer. He was told by the government that he needs to debunk or at least basically tell Stephen Greer these people that it's all bullshit, because people's going to get too excited. Yeah. But then he makes a massive U-turn and he's now a believer.
Yeah.
So it's like, again, the governments would do anything to cover up. Here's another reason why I think the government covers a lot of stuff up, is because obviously these spaceships traveled light years to get to our Earth. So their power is like infinite. They have infinite power. So that's free energy. And there'd be far too many companies and people would lose far too much money if there was such thing as free energy from an extraterrestrial being. So maybe that's another reason why they try to close the door.
Yeah, that's what they were saying as well, weren't they? On that?
Yeah.
Yes, who actually knows? There's just quite a lot of people saying the same thing, though. Yeah. You know, like with the aliens. So, like, people talk about aliens like they know what aliens are. Or like, anyone has said, have I missed any? So I'm going to list you all the aliens that I have heard of, right?
Yeah.
And you see if there's any others that you've heard of. And then I'll tell you that, because I've looked this up before years ago, right?
Yeah.
So small greys, right?
Yeah.
Large greys.
Yeah.
And reptilians.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
Right. So this is what anyone listening that's thinking, if you're still there after all this, if you haven't switched off after Valiant Thor, then respect. But you're in it for the whole hog. Good.
Yeah.
So small greys are supposed to, the characteristics of a small grey.
Yeah.
A bit of a prankster, apparently.
Right, okay. Right?
Mischievous.
Yeah.
Right? Large grey, sensible, and like, what do they call it? Cerebral.
Yeah.
Like, they can read your mind and they know what's going on and they're very, very clinical and do all that. Reptilians, evil fuckers.
Yeah.
Just looking to kill.
So would you say, like, a large grey is kind of like an evolutionary advancement from a small grey?
Well, this is what whenever I hear these characteristics of these, how the fuck anyone knows this? But whenever I hear these characteristics of aliens, I always imagine a scenario that reptilians are sort of over there on an evil planet somewhere, but the greys are like quite cordial with each other. This is how I see it. Like, this is probably not true.
Yeah.
So I always imagine a large grey sort of coming into the room, like all thinking, what can I clinically do in this room? I need to take super serious job to do. And as they come through the door, a small grey's put a bucket of water on top of the door. And, as they open the door, it sort of covers them and it lands on their head.
Oh, that was a small grey, that one.
Yeah, it was. And then it goes, that little fucker. And then the small grey, like if he had a nose, he'd be thumbing his nose, running away. But he ain't got one. Right? And then I think that the small grey is thinking, I thought we could read my fucking mind. Obviously didn't. Obviously can't, can he? All that load of bollocks, that they're so brainy.
Yeah.
And then the reptilian just comes to the room and just slaughters everyone in the room.
Yeah.
Large, small, grey, pink, blue, whatever.
Yeah.
That's what
apparently the aliens that crashed at Roswell were large greys.
Yeah. Have you ever seen those photos from Roswell?
Yeah. What do you think of them? Like,
I don't know.
See, this is the thing. It's like all these years ago, like they take these photographs with these crap cameras and things like that. It's like when I was trying to research shapeshifters and lizards. Lizard people, like everything that I was watching or looking at, either the picture or the video was a really bad version, like a really bad picture, really grainy, or the video was like just such badly filmed that you think, no, that's the video doing that.
Mm.
It isn't them shapeshifting into like
Because it's their eyes and shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just pixels, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like, I'll watch one video I was watching to try and research these shapes.
Sorry, just to let everyone know, what Lee's talking about is there's videos online of supposedly there's a theory that people think that humans living amongst us are reptilians, aliens, and that they shapeshift. And there's proof on Facebook, if you look at these videos of, like, Britney Spears, Elvis.
Yeah.
Elvis, that could be just Valiant Four.
It could be. I reckon it is, you know.
There's an Elvis video of him shapeshifting, apparently. And, like, presidents and royalty, which we'll get onto in a minute. And people like that that are, like, just changing into reptiles before your eyes on camera, apparently. But everything I've seen just looks like a pixelated image that's gone a bit wrong for a second.
Yeah. it's just such strange things. It's like I watched the top 10 shape-shifting scenes captured on TV or something like this. And like one of them was Britney Spears, and like it showed her like a close up of her face, of her blinking.
Yeah.
Open her eyes, then her eyes went from like a round pupil to like a long reptilian.
Yeah, that's type. Right. Yeah. I've seen loads of Bill Clinton as well, and Bush, yeah, and those sort of people with, they'll look at the way his eyes shift at 2 minutes 13 and things like that. And I just think, really? I didn't say that. I saw a slightly digital error on the video.
Yeah.
I didn't see a tongue dart in and out of his mouth or anything like that.
But then I watched like the Barack Obama one.
Who?
The Barack Obama.
It sounds, like, sounds like a nickname for someone that's at war.
It sounds like a terrorist.
Barack Obama.
Obama.
Barry Suratero.
So I watched that one, and it's such a subtle glitch that you can barely see it. But I had to watch it about 4 or 5 times to actually see it. And then I've stopped it, and my wife is sitting there, and I've said to her, like, have a look at this. See, it's like a minute long video.
Yeah.
See if you notice anything about Barack Obama and his look on his face. So I'm playing it. At first she didn't see it. So I played it again. I said, just look, just keep your eyes on it. And she went, yeah, his face distorted, it changed. I said, like, what do you think that is? And she was like, I don't know. Like, it could be the video. She knew what I was researching. She knew, but she said that she see like his teeth change, and his eyes.
His teeth.
It's like they went from.
It's weird, isn't it? Yeah. Like, it's weird that people have even picked up on this as a thing, because I don't see anything in any of it.
Yeah.
But like, what, you know what I'd love? I'd love to sort of sit and watch one. It better Obama sitting there. And he's like, is he ever watching it? Suddenly a small grey comes in and chucks water on him and runs off. That'd be the best. The best YouTube video ever. And Obama change into a full lizard and go, you little cunt. And then Benny Hill music starts playing.
Why'd you
playing.
Fucking do that?
Yeah.
My identity's fucked now.
Exactly. I know you're a bit of a prankster, but you've just destroyed the world.
Yeah.
So on reptilians.
Yeah.
What do you reckon about that then? You reckon, do you honestly believe? So with people like David Icke says that higher ups are like, he's even likened it to They Live. Have you seen that?
No.
Roddy Piper.
Really?
They Live. It's a cult classic. Have you not seen They Live?
No.
It's like from the 80s.
I'll have to watch these.
They Live. Though. Right, so basically, it's right up your street, this film. It's a B-movie, but it's massively popular. And it's like Roddy Piper and some black geezer. Like Roddy Piper finds a load of sunglasses in some bins or something, and when he puts them off, it's all their sunglasses. And then he starts seeing people really weirdly through them. And he takes them off, they're human, and he puts them back down, and they're alien. And all the songs... And all the signs are like a Coca-Cola sign in the street. So when he puts the glass on, it says Obey. And he takes it out, it says Coca-Cola. Like, but you can only see things through these glasses. So the people that are in the know, whatever, can tell the difference between humans and these aliens or whatever. And Ike was saying that the real world is like that. That's, they've got that idea from what actually happens. It's a John Carpenter film. And
well, there you go.
And... he's saying that this is just like the way that it is. And if we could just have these glasses, we would be able to see that everybody that we think is in power is actually from outer space or kind of like an alien weird face. You look up, They Live. You could watch that. Like, right, you'd be well into that.
Do you know David Icke? Do you know he actually got into all this? Because he used to be a sports commentator, didn't he?
Yeah.
So he got into like all this extraterrestrial and all these conspiracy theories because he was in a library one day.
Yes.
And
It wasn't a library, wasn't it a shop or something?
Something like that, bookshop, library, whatever.
Mm.
And apparently a little voice said in his head, go to the psychic section.
Yeah.
And he went there and he picked up a book or something. That's how it all started. And he went on the Wogan show years ago. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And he got absolutely fucking ridiculed.
Yeah.
Like Wogan went, they're not laughing with you, Dave. They're laughing at you.
Yeah.
But the funny thing with that is, Matt, right? They had him back, the Wogan had him back on the show.
Mm.
I don't know if
and kind of was a bit softer on him years later.
Yeah. But
wouldn't it be funny? David, but how would you feel if you realize later on you realize that wasn't a voice in his head? That was actually a small grey whispering from beyond the shell. They're just always up to no good.
What are these like? What is the length for these small greys? Is that in their bio?
No, I don't think. I've actually said they're not top trumps.
No, but they must have like.
They've got like actual measurement.
If they got some sort of like, someone's described their personality. Well, I'm assuming stuff like
whenever you hear about aliens, when I think people are describing large greys, I think they say they're about 5 foot. So large greys ain't particularly large. So small greys must be about 2 foot.
I'm going to have to look this up, Matt.
Stats of a small grey.
Yeah, because I want to know how tall a small grey is. Because when you said small grey, he's a bit mischievous and stuff like that. I just think to myself,
imagine if we was playing top trumps now.
And
you had a small grey and I had a large. You had a large grey and I had a small grey, and you thought I've got a large grey. So you said height, like so you'd try and beat me. So you go height 5'2", and I say height fucking 2'1". Give you my card. Yeah. Then you get all confident and you say mischief 6. Mischief 10, and I take your car.
So like
the only way a small grey can beat a reptilian is on mischief.
Yeah. Reptilian destroy. Listen to this, right? I've got a picture of a small grey.
Have you?
In someone's hand. So it's about the size of an average size teddy bear.
What are you talking about in someone's hand?
Like someone's apparently holding a small grey.
Yeah.
There's actually a YouTube video as well. It's 30 seconds long.
All right. Anyone wants a, what's it called?
It's called Small Alien Creature Coffin.
Has he got the Rona? Is she taking his temperature? Is that what is in her hand?
Yeah. He's literally in this guy's hand in his coffin. I won't play the video because obviously... I'll just look at the picture.
Yeah, I'll link it. Just send me the link after and I'll put it underneath the podcast.
Yeah, but I don't... Do you know what, right? It's on Pinterest.
I'm aware of time now. It's like 57 minutes here, so I need to kind of get moving. With the... What Ike believes the Queen and the royal family are all lizards, shapeshifting, and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think sometimes, oh, what a load of crap. But then I think to myself, do you know anyone, right? Do you know anyone in the elite? No, I'm not talking about stars, that's film stars and shit. People that actually could be considered the these bloodlines that he talks about all the time, right? There's Illuminati or whatever. Yeah. Do you not realize? That they're all about 100.
Yeah, I know, like Jacob Rothschild.
Right, so they're all really, really old.
Yeah.
And do you realise that there's not one royal ever, I don't know about others, but I'm assuming not, that's ever had cancer?
Very true.
They just don't get ill. No. And they seem to go on to over 100.
Yeah. They live for a very fucking long time.
All of them.
Yeah.
You know, so like Charles is 70-odd, isn't he? And everyone else at 70, do you think, oh, they'll probably be dead soon. But Charles at 70, do you think, oh, he's got 30 years left? You just think he has.
Yeah.
He ain't king yet.
No, I know, yeah.
Everyone's assuming he'd be 100.
He got coronavirus, didn't he? He recovered.
Exactly. Kicked his ass.
He got scared and fucked off.
Yeah. Got to Scotland.
Yeah. But what do you think about the whole shapeshifter reptile
Rule found these?
Honestly, I find it really interesting, but if I had, if you had to pin me down on it, I would say, what a load of bollocks.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I've not seen any evidence like that's hit me. I've seen things and bits and pieces, but I've not seen anything to say,
no,
like, fuck me, yeah, that's a fucking lizard, that's a shapeshift, that's a lizard. Like you would see, like, I don't know, maybe if you saw fucking Valiant 4 turn up on the fucking number 10 Downing Street.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd think, wow, it's Valiant 4. Extraterrestrial species are real.
Mm.
But I've not seen anything in regards to reptilians or shapeshifters that would say to me, they're bang on, they're there.
Ike makes a convincing argument about most of what he says, but he does 7-hour seminars. Have you ever sat through one of them?
No. Don't you think David Icke has got weird hands?
He has.
They're like extra long fingers.
Yeah, I think he's a large grey. he's trying to warn us.
Exactly.
Like you always notice as well, whenever he's on stage talking, he always looks a bit shifty, and I think that's because he's waiting for a trick from a small grey. Like he said, he's wondering, is there marbles on the floor or something? Or fucking, it'd be like if aliens made a film, it'd be like Home Alone, wouldn't it? But with a small grey and a load of large greys trying to catch him, and he's just like putting skates on the floor and shit.
Yeah.
And the large grey is Ike. That's about as likely as everyone being reptilians. No, but he does his thing. And you think, oh, he sounds quite convinced. He brings up all these charts and stuff. Everything he's got. He's got a little clicker that he goes through and he explains. If this makes sense, but he goes off on tangents for 7 hours. He talks, but at 7 hours, every single bit that then morphs into the next bit, into the next bit, into the next bit.
Yeah.
Makes sense until you think about the first thing he spoke about. So he generally starts on the first bit being that everyone's a lizard, but then he segues into this, into this, into this. And then by the 3 hours later, I've actually slept through this and woke up and he was still talking. To be honest. I have, because I only get about 5 hours a night. And I'm thinking to myself, so he then goes on to the whole world is actually like the Matrix, the film. It's all kind of imaginary, etc., etc. If it was all imaginary, then I'm imagining that the Queen's a lizard.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make it. How do they go hand in hand? Like, how can the elite be this and this and this and this, but it's all a dream anyway?
But the thing is, the way I look at things, right, the technology, the way technology's come, if this was David Icke in his teens, like 18, without all the information that he's got at his hands now, would he think that way?
I don't know.
Like, would he think everything's amazing?
He thinks he was, like, divinely told, doesn't he?
Divinely told about the Matrix when he watched it.
Like I don't know. I reckon like a small grey whispered to him in that shop and said, go over to that section or whatever.
Yeah, the psychic section.
This is what happened. So Ike's gone into the shop and the small grey's, psst, Ike, go over there. This is your mind. This is your mind talking to you. Go over there and look at that section of film. But what the small grey didn't realise was Ike doesn't need to go over there because his fingers are so long he could reach it from where he was. So he just grabbed it anyway. And the fucking small grey didn't get an opportunity to leg it out the door.
Yeah. Or it's like David Icke is a large grey. He managed to find like a costume for himself so he could walk into the library. Costume. Yeah. So he found like some disguise, like because he's the size of a kid at the time. So he could go into the library. Go, I want to join the library. Join it, but then because the small grey was that small, there weren't no Action Man shops around, so he couldn't get a costume, and so he had to hide in his rucksack And he whispered in his ear, "Oi, Ike."
Hang on, a bit of a deep voice for a small grey, isn't it? was it a small grey or Barry White?
Well, who says these small greys have got deep voices or high pitched voices?
Who knows?
Well, I'll do it like this then,
really. If Ike's a large grey and the other one's a small grey, then they don't need to speak to each other. They can just communicate via mind.
Yeah, but if he had a voice, it would like this. I'll do it in a high pitched voice. Ike!
The fuck is this woman again? Yeah. Ike, do you want a can of Coke and a Snickers? Right, now it's time for If There's One Thing I Can't Stand. And that's what we're going to tell you. One thing today that really, really, really pisses us off. Obviously, YouTube friendly. So, groups of people will be targeted on this section, segment, whatever you want to call it. So, Lee, you get to go first if you want.
Yeah. You want to go first? So, the thing I can't stand is water. I'm going to say it in my native accent, water.
Water.
Because it's so boring. It's like...
This is supposed to be entertaining.
Yeah. I'll be sitting there. I'm really thirsty. I fancy like a can of Coke Zero or something like that. Is that advertising? Can I say that?
Yeah.
And my wife would go to me, "Have some water." No, I don't want water. I want something that's got flavour.
Yeah.
Like a can of Coke or something like that.
A tap there?
No. Well, they do have a tap here where you can have drinking water, but I wouldn't trust it.
Right. Okay.
It's a bit dodgy. It's a bit
You're in the situation where you actually do run out of water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to the shops to buy water.
Then I'll have the shits.
Yeah. You don't want that.
No. But yeah, we don't really tend to, I don't drink it. People go, no, it's safe, you can drink it. Why are you buying bottles of water for? You can drink that. There's more. No, this is the thing they say. Oh no, there's more. You can. There's more chemicals in a bottle of water than there is in that tap.
Yeah.
I think to myself, I'd rather take the risk of the bottle of water myself.
Peckham Spring. There was more in it.
Yeah, Peckham Spring. No, what is the bottle of water I've got here? Aphrodite, natural water.
There you go. Yeah. Goddess of love.
Yeah. It's got no calories in. Zero calories.
What do you think? Tap water's full of calories?
Yeah.
You put that into MyFitnessPal. Tap water. Your calories.
Yeah. 100 calories per glass.
All the chlorine in it.
Yeah. For the people out there who are actually going to believe that.
Yeah.
It's not true.
No. It's slightly true.
Yeah.
What the calories
thing? So if you are watching your nutrition,
if you look at Lee for life guidance on calories in water, sort your fucking self out. Jesus Christ! Right. Yeah. Anything else you want to say? But what about seeing shit? Like, I like water. Like I like looking at water. I like water views, lakes.
I like all that. I like to see the lakes and everything else like drinking. That. It's just drinking the stuff.
Yeah. But it is in everything you drink, by the way.
I know, yeah.
You don't hate it that much. Without it, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
You hate your life source.
That's strange, that, isn't it?
It's yeah.
Everything that keeps us alive, we seem to like avoid, like, or kill trees, water, and stuff like that. Anyway, that's enough of my boring
hate. Your water.
Boring dislike, should I say.
So my one, which one should I? I've got a few in my head. I think I'm going to have to go with, if there's one thing I can't stand, it's films or series that don't end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so, or when they end and it's up to your imagination.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be up to my imagination.
No.
Tell me what happened. Did they live? Did they die? Did they get with her? Did they blow up? What happened?
Yeah, it's like a happy ending, sort of.
I want something, even if it's a non-happy ending. I want to know.
Yeah.
Don't just leave it up to me. If you're going to leave it up to me, just don't do any of the series then, and I'll just make the whole thing up in my head, shall I?
Do you know what? I watched a film today, and it's called Time Trap. And
so you broke really up there. Low budget.
Time Trap.
Time Trap.
Trap. T-R-A-P. Yeah.
Right.
So I watched it. And I thought, this film's fucking shit. And you know, it's one of those films where you watch it and you can't turn it off because it's that shit, but you need to know where it's going.
I know, yeah.
And it got all the way to the end. And I thought, don't fucking end it there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, especially those films. Like, because films that entertain you all the way through and then you think, that was a shit ending. What happened? They're annoying. But I'll tell you what's more annoying, what you just said. When films don't entertain you all the way through at all, but you watch them out of, I want to know what happens, and then you don't get to know.
Yeah.
But so you waste 2 hours of your life on this shit. Sometimes with the Oscar-winning films, because they're always shit, Oscar-winning films, like they're about 4 hours long, and then you don't know what happens. Especially if someone like Ben Affleck does it.
Yeah. I watched that 1917 the other day.
What's that? Oh, yeah, the war thing.
Yeah, and I was expecting so much more, and I was like, this is fucking shit.
Was there an ending to it?
Yeah, there was an ending, but it was a fucking shit ending. I won't spoil it for anyone who ain't seen it.
No.
But it does end. It does end, but it's... You expect more in the film.
I've not heard anything good about that. Not heard that it was shit, but people have told me that. Yeah, but I just can't bear it when I'm sitting, if it's like edge of my seat film, which is rare for me, because I'm usually sitting there just doing lips all the way through, whatever it is. Like the most, everyone else is like tense and jumping. I'm just sitting there going, what the fuck's this shit? Yeah. And then it, like, if it ends and it's got a good ending, if it's an ending that's completely unexpected and, oh, wow, that's like a big twist and, oh, he died, and or something. I love them endings because it's like a big, unexpected, grab your attention ending.
Yeah.
But I can't stand it when it's like, and then they sailed off, and does their boat sink or not? You decide. Yeah. Don't want to decide.
Or you're thinking something's gonna happen here. It's too happy.
Yeah.
Something's gonna happen, and it don't.
I watched something the other day. Girls, something about girls, Lost Girls. It was called.
Right, I watched that. I've seen that, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All the way through, nothing happens, and you just sit there thinking, is something going to happen? Are they going to find the girls? It's based on a true story. It should tell you everything. Because true stories are never interesting. No. And it's going on and on and on, and then eventually it's like, right, and then they found the remains of this bird, so she was dead all along.
Yeah.
And then it's like, comes up in text at the end. I don't care if I'm spoiling this for anybody. Switch off then. And it comes up in text at the end. And then the youngest daughter killed the mum later on.
Yeah, I see that. I was thinking...
Why didn't you do that story then?
Yeah.
That's better.
Why didn't they add that on?
Or just do that. Or just say, oh, by the way, the mum's been looking for the daughter. Then they found her. Then this one went crazy and killed her 10 years later or something. I'd rather watch that. Because at least then, the mum died.
Do you know what, right? That film, it's like, I see a trailer and I thought, I'm going to watch that because it looks really interesting.
Mm.
And we were for days and days and days. We were like, "Yeah, no, we're not going to watch that yet. We'll watch this, watch this." And so I eventually watched it, and I thought to myself, "It's like, as you say, nothing fucking happens in it. It's just people searching for fucking people. And it's like there's never anything like there's no suspense or anything else. So
yeah.
But as Matt's ruined it for you."
God. Yeah, I don't care.
I will say.
I've done worse. Find the remains. Yeah, so like, what do you reckon then? Water, you know, what everybody needs as a life source to even stay alive versus films that have shit endings. Who wins?
The thing is, the reason why I'm hating all these things at the moment, like chicken and water, is because I'm trying to be a little bit more healthier. And I'm trying to lose a few kilos because the summer's coming. I live in Cyprus, guys. Anyone who don't know.
Yeah, they'll know you now.
Yeah. And in Cyprus in the summer, you wear literally in your spare time, all you're literally wearing is a pair of shorts. That's it, most of the time.
Trying to get a summer bod.
I wouldn't even say that. I would say dad bods are more the trend these days.
Yeah.
It's like a little bit of a belly, you know. Yeah, you work out a little bit, but you're going to have a slice of pizza if you want a slice of pizza.
I've got pizza coming tonight, but I've already ordered it.
Oh, nice.
Got to try and keep up with a bit of normality. Yeah. Probably the box will probably get delivered with the Rona all over it. So hiding away and someone give me the Rona from the pizza box. Smart move.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm just gonna say I've won this.
Yeah, I think so.
Films are series of shit endings or no endings or leave it up to your imagination endings. That was definitely more annoying than Water.
Yeah.
If you was in the desert, you wouldn't think Water was annoying, would you?
No. If trust me, in the summer.
If I was in the desert, I'd still want one odd shit film.
Stranded. No, we're not watching a shit film.
No.
Right. No, I think you've won that one, mate.
I did. And that be that.
Yeah.
And I'll see you next time.
Really? Yeah. No worries, mate. Thank you for having me on again.
We'll get another fantastic topic to research the fuck out of. To all these little. See, what we do is we'll research to all the things that people haven't actually. We're not going to talk about the basics. Oh, this. We're going to talk about Valiant Thor and Small Greys with their tricks and squirty water flowers, red noses and marbles on the floor and Ike being an actual alien, stuff like that. Things you just didn't think about before. And now you're going to go away thinking about them. All right, thanks, Lee. And I'll see you later.
See you later, mate.
Yeah, I think that was, I think that with that, there's one thing I can't stand. I think I definitely won this week. Water. What's it going on about? Yeah, I hate water. Without water, we ain't even here. And he's always around the swimming pool and everything else. So I'm not really sure what he was talking about. But films and series that don't end properly can piss off, as far as I'm concerned. And I would always hate them. I would always strongly dislike them. We don't hate anything on that chat, especially when we're on YouTube. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the UFO and alien show. And next week, I believe we are doing ghosts and hauntings. So join us for that. And stay safe and see you later.